Cassandra Brooks, and Glory Mims of the Goodwill Houston Finding Employment for Female Ex-Offenders, the FEXO program. Is that what we're calling?
That's correct. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Good morning and welcome, ladies.
Good morning. Good morning. Thank you.
Let me go get in the corner.
So why don't you tell us about the program, FEXO, and how it connects with Goodwill Industries, please.
Okay, thank you. Actually, last year, Goodwill Industries of Houston was actually awarded a $1.5 million grant from the Department of Labor.
Oh.
And that's just one of the many grants that Goodwill has, mm-hmm. along with what they do through the stores. And basically, this particular grant was, well, I can't say, it's actually for female ex-offenders. However, we will be looking at males on the back end, but there's so much out here to do for females, and there's not a lot of help.
A lot of programs. So tell us some of the about the program specifically and what it does.
Well, the program itself, we actually started at the beginning of this year, and what happens is we do an orientation mm-hmm. on every Monday from 10 to 12.
Okay.
And so we have females come in, and we're actually working really close with the seven district parole offices that are in the city. And the females will come in from 10 to 12, and we do an orientation. And after we explain the program and tell them about Goodwill, they will, at that time, be assigned to an employment specialist. And that employment specialist at that time will go ahead and do a pre-assessment on them to find out a little bit more information about them, to see what type of barriers they may be up against when it comes to finding employment. And after that phase, the very next day, they start classes. So there's 3 weeks of classes that they'll actually go through. The first 2 weeks are life skills. And the life skills classes will deal with everything from just basic things with life skills to banking and that type of thing. So we're partnering with a bank that actually comes in and does a class, because most jobs that you work on this day and time, you have to have direct deposit.
That's
so
correct.
We want to make sure that the women are actually set up for that. And the third week is actually intensive job training.
Oh.
And so what we do at that point is we make sure that they have the proper attire to wear for interviews. We make sure that they know how to present themselves on an interview. How can they go about explaining exactly what happened, you know, mm-hmm. with their background? This is what I did. This is the mistake I made. This is what I've learned from that. And going forward, this is who I am. So we want to make sure that they know how to explain that. So we make sure they have mock interviews.
Our phone number is 713-390-5102. 713-390-5102. Now, we're talking with Glory Mims, program manager of the FEXO program with the Goodwill, and also Cassandra Brooks, who is a participant in the program. Good morning, Lecter. How are you doing today?
Good morning. I'm doing great.
And tell us about your experience. At what stage are you at this time?
I have a job now. I started the program in January. And it's a very great program. Everybody there give you hope and strength to move on ahead in life. I'm from New Orleans, and I've been here. I got out of jail during a year at State Jail Prison in Dayton, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to do something different, because after Katrina, I was in Austin, Texas, and I got into a lot of trouble, had a lot of problems. And I did a year last year. And I wanted to do something different and change my life to become a productive member of society. And since I've been in the program, they are very professional and helpful. They give you strength and hope, you know, mm-hmm. because when you don't have nobody to turn to, it's hard.
Yes.
You know, and it's hard to get back on your feet.
And how long have you been working now?
I've been working since February.
Okay.
Now, I have a question. What are some of the biggest challenges, Ms. Mims, that a lot of the female ex-offenders face that you're finding? And how is the FEXO program kind of aiding the participants?
Some of the challenges that some of the women face when they get out, especially if they have children. A lot of them have children. Mm-hmm. So child care could be a problem. living, having somewhere to live. And so our outreach specialist, coordinator, Lanisha Walker, she's very good at really dealing with all those situations. So we make sure that, and that's one of the reasons why the pre-assessment is so important, because it will let us know up front, you know, some of the things that they may have to come up against.
And quickly, how are the female ex-offenders, how are they finding out about the FEXO program? What's driving them to the FEXO program?
Well, as I said earlier, we work very closely with the seven different parole offices that are here in the city. And so we partner with them. So when people are released, they send them to us. We also go inside the prisons. We go inside the two of the female prisons that are here in the area in Dayton, Texas, where Miss Brooks was, and out in Texas City. We work very closely with them. So once we get the material in there, you know, the word will travel, mm-hmm. because there's a big prison out in Gatesville. So we have a lot of women. We don't go to Gatesville, but we have a lot of women that actually come inside.
And I understand there are very few programs for female ex-offenders to help transition them into work life.
That is true.
Yes.
Yeah, that is true.
And Ms. Mams, you mentioned the program provides you hope that you didn't have before. Speak on that a little bit for us.
Yes, ma'am, because it was hard for me when I've been in and out of jail quite a lot, you know, and it was a struggle, you know what I'm saying, because I was on drugs. And now that I have given my life over to God, things are going well, you know. It's amazing, you know, and to have people to help you, it gives you strength and hope, you know, because it's positive. And they build you up. They build your self-esteem and your confidence up. You know what I'm saying? And they let you know that you are worthy and that you're a beautiful person and you can succeed in life. And it's a beautiful feeling.
Let's go to line one. Karen, you're on Sunday Morning Live with Glory Mims and Cassandra Brooks. Good morning.
Good morning. I just want to say that this sounds like a beautiful program, and it could also be of great service to many of our African-American males. And you mentioned it might be available to them on the back end, so I just wanted to see if you could clarify a little bit on that. And I'm going to hang up so I can listen to the answer.
Okay, right now the focus is on females for this particular program. However, Goodwill has 3 different job connection service centers throughout the city, and they service males. Mm-hmm. One mainly is at 2030 Westheimer. It's on the corner of Westheimer and Shepherd, right next to the Goodwill store. And I would say 95% of the population that comes through those doors are ex-offenders or people with some type of something in their background.
So this was just a grant that was earmarked for specifically for women because there were so few programs available.
Right. And the focus is right now on women, like I said, but it's not to say that on the back end we may enroll some men.
In other words, if you have enough money available, probably is that.
Yeah, because we're looking at a certain number.
Sure.
However, and I also like to say that you know, Goodwill Industries of Houston, the focus, when people actually donate to the stores, a lot of that revenue is put back into programs such as the Job Connection Service Centers and programs mm-hmm. such as ours, because there's also veterans. We have several different veterans programs that's down on San Jacinto, if you ever noticed the Goodwills.
And not to cut you off, Ms. Miss, but mm-hmm. that's a very good point that I think a lot of people fail to miss about Goodwill Industries, mm-hmm. that when you donate mm-hmm. to Goodwill Industries, and when the proceeds from the stores help rehabilitation efforts across a grand scale
right.
in our community. And a lot of people don't fully understand that mm-hmm. about Goodwill. They think that, oh, well, they're just making money off of things that I donate. But the money goes for a purpose and a cause.
It is for a purpose, and it helps individuals that need work. And they hire, you know, some people with backgrounds in the stores.
Let's go to line two. Bob, you're on Sunday Morning Live on Magic 102.1. Good morning.
Good morning. First of all, I'd like to commend the lady. I worked in juvenile probation for about 5 years. And the truth of the matter is, a lot of people, well, a lot of guys, they don't like working with young women because of, you know, certain things that they do for, you know, they can give you a bogus charge, or, you know, they can say you tried to rape them or whatever. And that's why a lot of programs are not available. That's why I commend these young ladies for what they're doing. And, you know, and I would like to help in some type of way, because by me being in the system, or have been in the system is really no help for young ladies. So I think you should just really concentrate on the young women, because a lot of people don't want the program. They'll tell you, I'm not going to fool with young girls, period, just because of that situation. But I just want to know, how can I be a part of helping your program in some type of way?
Okay, Bob, thank you for your call. You have a number for folks who'd like to volunteer?
Yes, and let me say, one of the criteria for this program, you have to be at least 18 years old.
That's to become
a part of the program.
Benefit from, okay.
Right. And you have to be out at least 6 months or less. If you've been out longer than 6 months and you come in to us, we just don't turn you away. We'll make sure that you have a referral to one of the other programs, but you wouldn't be eligible for FEXO.
So these are for folks who are just getting out. So right. How do they find out about the program?
Well, we have several different community partners that we work with, mm-hmm. and programs like yours. Thank you so much for having us here this morning to help us get the word out. And just networking. Okay. We do a lot of that.
How about if the folks are still incarcerated and they're about to get out? Are there resources or information inside whereby they can know that this is available to them?
Yeah, that's where we come in, because we go inside. We go in and we can actually start working with them 90 days prior to their release.
Oh, that's great.
We work really close with the Harris County Jail. We go in there every other Thursday and do presentations in there and do life skill classes.
Okay.
Can you clarify what you just said about the six month requirement? They have to have been out of the system for 6 months
or less.
Mm-hmm. If they have been out for longer than 6 months, than a 6 month period, they no longer qualify for your program. And why is that?
That's just the
guidelines.
The guidelines that the grant actually set up.
But there are other programs they can get into.
Right.
It's just this particular one. This is for, folks just getting out. You may be in a long time. You don't know where to go, where there's a bus stop. Oh, they have cell phones now, I mean, you're just trying to get reacclimated to society, more or less. So I would imagine that's what you do. But I would imagine that also when the greatest challenge an ex-offender might have is, filling out an application, or not having all the information, the dates, the phone numbers, the references. And again, as you stated earlier, explaining, their situation. Obviously, you probably do teach them to have all that together, so when they go in, they got their little cheat sheet, they can just fill it out.
Actually, and that's where our intensive job search class comes in, and we have employment specialists that make sure that they're registered on Work in Texas, and that can be, that's kind of in-depth if they don't know, but we walk them through, we make sure that they have the computer literacy, and if they don't have those things, we actually can help them get those things, as far as if they don't know anything about the computer, sending them to class for that. We look at a lot of non-traditional type jobs. Mm-hmm. We have sent to date, we have like two people right now, two females actually. One has already completed truck driving school.
Wow.
And through HCC. And we have another one that's enrolled in truck driving school. And then we have another lady that's getting ready to be enrolled in truck driving school. So we look at a lot of non-traditional type jobs, because that's what they want to do.
This is great. What's your phone number so folks can get in touch with you?
The phone number to our office is 832-900-7455.
Okay, well, let's take another phone call here. Let's go to line three with Sheila. You're on Sunday Morning Live with Glory Mims and Cassandra Brooks. Good morning. Good morning, Sheila.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Wonderful. You have a question?
Yes, I have a question for Ms. Cassandra Brooks. Mm-hmm. I was wondering, do you all make someone that have any program if you was charged with an assault case? And to see if you can get it sealed, and they also granted you deferred adjudication.
Okay, to repeat, you say if one has had an assault case and they've got deferred adjudication, are they qualified for the program under that situation? Is that what
my main question is, they gave me deferred adjudication. And they told me after 7 years, I think it was, that I can get it sealed or expunged.
So that's something other than what this program is about.
Yes, that's something. It's not contain in what they're talking about today.
Okay, yeah, you probably want to just contact your lawyer about that, and I'm sure they could get that taken care of for you.
Okay, so I was asking Cassandra, so they don't have any programs that will help you do that?
No, that you would try, maybe go to Lone Star Legal Aid. Maybe they might have a program like that, but some pro bono agency that will assist ex-offenders would probably be the type of program you'd need. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Good.
Okay.
Good luck to you.
All right.
Let's go to line four. David, you're on Sunday Morning Live on Magic 102.1. Good morning.
Yeah. Good morning.
You have
I have a question. I want to know if they provide accommodation for the women, because some of them, when they get out of jail, they don't have nowhere to go, and that's why some of them get back to the same thing that brought them into.
So when you say accommodations, you mean someplace to live?
Yeah, someplace to live.
Okay, that's a great question. Thank you, David. We appreciate your call.
Sally's home.
How about that?
Yeah, we work close with transitional living facilities.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, Miss Brooks lives in one.
So tell us about it.
I stay in Sally's house, and it's a great program. It's spiritual. And we have AA meetings, and they provide you food. We got a computer class we go to do the basics of computers, and it's a 3-week computer class, and then you go on job search after the computer class, and they provide you with 3 meals a day. And they also have a transitional program where you can transition. If you come out of jail, you can go in the transitional part of the program and come in our program. You have to be clean, be able to pass a drug test. And I came there from Dayton in October, and I've been there ever since. And I'm in graduation status, but now I'm waiting on housing too.
All right, very good. Now, Ms. Mims, I'm assuming that FEXO can provide transitional housing information to the ladies that enter into the program.
Yes, we have an outreach coordinator, and she handles all of that. So when they come into us, and if they are facing issues such as that, or we perceive that when we do the pre-assessment, we address those issues then, because there's no way you can actually begin working mm-hmm. and hold a job down when you got all these other things going on.
Yeah.
And what is your background, Ms. Mims? What led you to this program and working with ex-offenders? Yes.
Well,
and social work. This falls under that area. Yes,
it does. Prior to coming to Goodwill and years ago, because I've been in education, prior to this, I was a parole officer, a district parole officer here in the city. And as I was sharing with your previous guest, the guy that was with him, I was, it's so much more rewarding on this side
mm-hmm.
instead of the punitive side. And you really have to just have a love for people. And know that, everybody deserves a second chance.
Yeah.
And the women that come through our doors, they need us.
Yes.
And, Goodwill provides a whole lot of things for us. I mean, for our participants. And we're just looking for people that can take advantage of this because, we just need more.
Well, so more folks can take advantage of
Absolutely.
Your program if you give them your website and your phone number one more time.
The phone number to our office is 832-900-7455.
And you have a website? No?
Goodwill. You can go to Goodwill Houston.
Okay.
Yeah, if you go to goodwillhouston.com and look under Job Connection Services and click through that, you will find the phone number and all the information about the FEXO program.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you so much. We've been talking to Glory Mims, program manager of the FEXO program, and also Cassandra Brooks, a participant of the program. Thank you both for being on Sunday Morning Live today. We appreciate you.
Thank you.